Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender Unto Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 1, Observing the Armies, Text 26. There, Arjuna could see within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his father-in-law and well-wishers. My comment. Srila Prabhupada provides the names of those Arjuna saw. On the battlefield, Arjuna could see all kinds of relatives. He could see persons like Bodhisrava, who were his father-in-law's contemporaries, grandfathers Bhishma and Somadatta, teachers like Dronacharya and Kripacharya, maternal uncles like Salya and Sakuni, brothers like Duryodhana, sons like Lakshmana, friends like Asatama, well-wishers like Kritavarma, etc. He could see also the armies which contained many of his friends. Text 27. When the son of Kunti, Arjuna, saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. My comment. Krishna has driven Arjuna's chariot so that Arjuna is face to face with Bhishma and Drona. Thus we can understand it is by Krishna's arrangement that Arjuna, on the verge of fighting with and perhaps even killing his respected grandfather Bhishma and his military guru Drona, is feeling compassion and reverential affection just prior to the battle of Kurukshetra. Beginning with verse 28, Arjuna will describe his reasons for desiring not to fight, and Krishna will reject all of them. I have analyzed Arjuna's reasons and placed them in five categories. 1. Compassion. Arjuna has deep compassion for those he's about to kill. He doesn't want to kill his loved ones. 2. Enjoyment. This is a less noble reason. Arjuna knows it will be impossible for him to enjoy the kingdom if he wins it at the cost of the lives of his family members. 3. Destruction of family. With the death of so many great Kshatriyas, irreligion will flourish. Unprotected women will be corrupted by unscrupulous men. Therefore, society will be overrun by unwanted progeny. The traditional Vedic rituals will no longer be performed because no one will be qualified to perform them, and thus hell will await both the family and the destroyer of the family. 4. Fear of sinful reactions. Arjuna thinks that the enjoyment of royal happiness is not worth the suffering he'll have to undergo as a sinful reaction for destroying the family and killing his superiors. 5. Indecision. Arjuna is not convinced that conquering his enemies is better than being conquered by them. The kingdom is flourishing under Duryodhana's rule, so why should the Pandavas fight, only to take over the kingdom for themselves? He wonders whether millions of people should die just to enthrone him and his family. Arjuna is soft-hearted, compassionate, and logical. He knows Shastra and is cultured and intelligent. Because of these qualities, his heart breaks when he sees his friends and relatives ready to fight. 28. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, seeing my friends and relatives present before me in such a fighting spirit, I feel the limbs of my body quivering and my mouth drying up." My comment. Although Duryodhana was prepared to kill in order to keep the kingdom, should a soft-hearted, compassionate devotee like Arjuna act so foolishly? Is gaining a kingdom, which is, after all, a temporary gain, worth committing unlimited sins? Srila Prabhupada comments in the purport that Arjuna's symptoms, quote, are due to his soft-heartedness, a characteristic of a pure devotee of the Lord. 29. My whole body is trembling. My hair is standing on end. My bow, Gandiva, is slipping from my hand. and my skin is burning. 30. I am now unable to stand here any longer. I am forgetting myself, and my mind is reeling. I see only causes of misfortune, O killer of the Keshi demon, Krishna. Comment. The words Nivatani and Viparitani are significant. Srila Prabhupada translates Nivatani as, quote, causes, and Viparitani as, quote, just the opposite. Arjuna foresees that the very events he fears will necessarily occur, and he thinks, quote, this battle will cause just the opposite of my desires. In his purport to verse 30, Srila Prabhupada summarizes the faults in Arjuna's reasoning as the faults in the reasoning of every conditioned soul. Arjuna envisioned only painful reverses in the battlefield. He would not be happy even by gaining victory over the foe. When a man sees only frustration in his expectations, he thinks, why am I here? Everyone is interested in himself and his own welfare. No one is interested in the Supreme Self. Arjuna is showing ignorance of his real self-interest by Krishna's will. One's real self-interest lies in Vishnu or Krishna. The conditioned soul forgets this, and therefore he suffers material pains. Arjuna thought that his victory in the battle would only be a cause of lamentation for him. End quote. We may view Arjuna's lamentation, but predict he will be victorious, as Krishna is his chariot driver. Arjuna will not go to the heavenly planets, as will those he kills, but at least he will win the kingdom. Arjuna, however, does not consider a kingdom worth the sinful reaction he will acquire by fighting and killing in the battle. He considers only how the battle will affect him, and he sees only results opposite to his desires. In this way, he loses all will to fight. We shall continue with 31 next time. And Arjuna will continue giving his reasons for not wishing to fight. Hare Krishna.